This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by Corteva. The powerful combination of Enlist One and Liberty herbicides takes your weed control for Enlist E3 soybeans to a first-class level. Learn more at enlist.com/powerfultankmix. Despite some delays to planting caused by recent rainfalls in the Corn Belt, the moisture boost has helped to recharge the soil and brought relief to many drought-stricken areas. Row crop farmers are certainly welcoming the recent rains, but what about cattle producers that rely on pasture and rangeland for their livestock to graze? Have those areas received the replenishment from the rain? And when those areas bounce back from drought, what will that mean for the beef cattle industry? We will hear more from Matt Bennett, co-founder of AgMarket.net, next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Matt Bennett, co-founder of AgMarket.net, says that while recent rains have helped to replenish the soil in many areas of the Corn Belt, the moisture has also helped in the cattle grazing areas of the country.
You know, when you look at the National Drought Monitor, it sure seems like you've done so. Other than a pretty decent chunk of that southwestern quadrant in Kansas, there's still a lot of dryness there. We've got some growers in that part of the world, though, that have received some rainfall. It's just they haven't quite gotten enough to kind of do away with that drought situation that they're looking at. So I think overall, yeah, you've healed up somewhat.
Bennett says that the pasture and rangeland areas of the country bouncing back from drought will be a big signal for when farmers could begin to retain heifers.
And I think that's one thing that'll definitely play in as we go throughout this year. Once folks start having to decide, hey, are we going to keep these heifers back, shifting over to cattle just a little bit? You know, are we going to go ahead and, you know, continue to sell them? Now, whatever they're worth, what they're worth currently, absolutely, you're still going to consider selling them. But I think more folks having the opportunity to keep them will do so. And I think that'll definitely factor in whenever you get into these cattle on feed reports.
For more on this story, visit iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.